Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
He that is of God hears God's word. He that is of God hears God's word. Say that with me. Here's God's word. You know, John records that for us in the book of John. And he was talking to the disciples and the Pharisees. And he said, he that is of God hears God's word. The Son hears the word. Amen? The Son will always hear the word. I've been thinking so much about Jesus discerning between the Son and what is not the Son, whether it be Israel, the Pharisees, whoever you want to look at. There's examples throughout the Scripture. And we've talked a lot about the attributes of the Son. I'm not going to go over all that again today. And we've talked about the attributes of the Pharisee or Israel, how we would discern those thoughts in us. But the Son hears God. The Son hears the Word. The Son believes the Word. The Son is a doer, Gary, of the Word. We can't say that for the nation of Israel. Or the thoughts in you that are Israel, or the thoughts in you that are Pharisee, but the Son hears the word. Amen. That's what I want to talk to you about today. It's in the hearing of the word that we have life. So if we don't hear the word, we won't have life. But remember, the Son hears the word. So how many have life in here this morning? Oh yeah. Everyone should have their hands raised. Because every one of you have the Son within you. And the hearing of that word brings life to us. Oh, praise God. We're going to go to John chapter, I think it's 15. Let me see. John 15, first verse. How many know the Son is hearing? Come on, raise your hand. How many have experienced the hearing of the Son? Raise your hand. Don't get lazy on me now. John chapter 15, we got it up there? Listen to this. Mikey, you want to read?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Now, we've been hearing some good teaching and preaching around here about, I was thinking about what Dan taught, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, last week, about the Spirit and the manifestation of the Son. Woo! You can look at this in many different ways, and it's described many different ways throughout Scripture. There's no one way that makes it perfect. But I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Who's he talking about? Jesus, right? Next verse.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, who takes away? Who's he? The Father. Does that mean you take it away? Or does the Father take it away? Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. He's the husbandman. He's in charge of this whole process here. He's in charge of identifying the Son in us. He's in charge of identifying the Pharisee and Israel and every other ungodly thought that works in us. He is the husbandman, and he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges. So there is a taking away of those that do not believe, and there's a purging of those branches that bear fruit, right? That it may bring forth more fruit. Next verse.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Now you are clean. Everybody say, I am clean. I am clean. Wow. I, Micah, am clean. Did you come in there this morning thinking that you were clean? Or were you focused on the branches that the Lord is going to take away? I am clean, Dave. I am clean. I am clean. I am clean. I am clean. And I'm not saying it repetitiously so you, I'm not trying to make you believe it. I'm telling you, the scripture proclaims, Gary, that I am clean. Mm. The devil is a liar and he has stolen from you. This might be a little different than you're used to. I'm sorry. That's the way I got to go, Gary. He has stolen from you. He has stolen from me. He has stolen from you. And I'm telling you this morning, I am clean, Micah. Not because of who I am, but because of who he is. What he has done for me. I am clean. Listen to this. You are clean through what? The word which I have spoken unto you. How many have been hearing some words, some sanctified word, some anointed word in this place? Your hand should be raised. We're hearing the word of the apostle of Christ that comes to us and it cleanses us, Gary. We need to realize that we are clean. The Son is being purged, is being made clean. Where is it, Matthew? How does that go? It goes like this. See if we can find this for me, somebody. It talks about that he cleansed or healed or cast out devils by his words. That's what it is. Healed and cast out devils. I think it's in Matthew. In fact, we're going to go to Matthew 10:1 too. But find that other one for me first. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. Everybody say, with his word. And healed all that were sick. It was by the word that Christ spoke that he, what? Cast out devils, healed all that were sick, and those that were possessed, cast them out. Matthew, is it 10:1? Is it 10:1, Rick, that you spoke? Listen to this. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power, everybody say power, against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. How did he give that to them? By his word. And he gave that power to us. That power is resident in the Son, the word that he has given us. When we receive a word from an anointed man of God, we receive the power to overcome, the power to cast out. Oh, yeah. Let him that stole. I was coming home in my car, I don't know, 2 months ago, and I heard a voice speak to me, Gary. Let him that stole steal no more. Let him that stole steal no more. There has been a thief at work in our lives. It's time to rise up and believe that we are clean, Micah. That we are clean. Go back to John 15, please. Clean through his word. I think we left off where? Verse 4?
Abide in me and I in you.
Abide. Did we finish verse 3? Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. Verse 5.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
If we abide in him, what happens? We bring forth much fruit. This is part of the cleansing process. You don't come to God perfect, but God purges or cleanses, how does he do it? By his word, us as we come to him, as we believe his word, as we allow his word to work in us. Go ahead.
For without me, ye can do nothing.
For without me, you can do nothing. Have you come to that realization yet? I hope so. I hope we've come to the realization that without Christ, without abiding in Christ, we can do nothing on our own. We've tried, haven't we? We've tried, John. We've tried religion. We've tried to do it on our own. We tried to think and believe that God was somehow working through this flesh, through working through what we thought was our relationship with God. It can't be. It will not work. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 6.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
Verse 7.
If ye abide in me and my words abide...
Listen to this. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. So what is abiding? What is abiding? His words abiding, his words abiding in us. That's how you abide. People say, what do I need to do? Let his word abide in you. How are you given direction in this life? By his word. By his word we're made clean. By his word we're abiding in him. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Unto you. Amen. So we are abiding in Christ if we abide in the word that he has spoken to us. Seems simple, doesn't it? It is simple. Thursday night we talked about Joshua and Caleb. How that they believed the prophecy of the Lord. That the land that he promised unto Abraham, Jacob, and Joseph, the elders, were for the nation of Israel. And when it came to the point or the time when they were to go into that and possess that land, Caleb said, let us go in and possess it. It didn't matter what other report there was from the other spies. They believed the word that they had received. They believed that prophecy. That word was spoken to them. The Bible talks about them having another spirit. The Bible talks about, I believe, Joshua wholly following the Lord. Hanging on the words, Dave, that were spoken unto him. Believing the Son, believing that word, that when the time came, that that would take place in their life. And all they had to do was act upon what God had spoken. Go up and possess that land. The Son believes in the prophecies of the Lord. The Son believes in the word of the Lord. I want to go to one other place here. All right. Let me see where it's at. How many feel like they're clean here this morning? Is God working in your life? Oh, yeah, he is. Are you hearing the preaching of the word helping you to discern the thoughts that are in your mind? Is that taking place for you? That's the cleaning. That's the purging. That's the abiding. That's the truth at work in you. And what's going to do for you, it's going to bring you from little fruit to what? Much fruit. You say, I'm struggling a little bit. That's all right. He's making you to go from little fruit to much fruit. Because if you're not struggling, if you're struggling in that, that's fine. But the rest of the branches, what does it say? You cut them off. He's not working with those. Those are cut off. Those were destined for a purpose. But we also are destined. The Son in us is destined to accomplish those things. We need to realize that God is in at work within us and not allow the devil to steal from us with the thoughts that we've had. How does that work? How does the devil steal from you? Do I have a brave soul that would say? Your own reasoning. Exactly. How else? Your own thoughts. Reasoning, thoughts, right? Not abiding. Who said that? Not abiding. What do you mean by not abiding? Not staying in the Word. How do you not stay in the Word? So, let me ask you a question. When you hear a word, Micah, that comes from one of the elders or one of the deacons, what do you do with that word?
You have to sanctify it.
How do you sanctify it?
Well, there's one way is to stay in communication.
Oh, yeah.
To believe it, Keith.
Yes, sir.
To act upon it.
Yes, sir. Because it is.
Yeah, and you have to worship it as such. And know that it
are you hearing this?
And know that it is life.
Amen. You first of all must believe. Believing involves not just saying, I believe. Believing involves an action. A working, an allowing of God to work in us. Believing that is life unto you. Do we believe that? That's where it's been stolen from us. We hear the word of the Lord, and we do not believe that it is the word of the Lord. You say, oh yeah, I do. Do you? When you leave this building on a Sunday morning, do you consider that word like Micah was just talking about that? Do you consider the word that you've heard as life unto you, as the Lord unto you, as abiding in you, as making you clean? That's the secret. Because if not, there's a stealing that has taken place. There's a thief that has been at work. We can look at it as wayside soil or wayside ground, couldn't we? There is an action that takes place, that believing has action that goes for it. We must be a doer of that word. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 3. And we'll start with verse 1. In John 8, talked about the characteristics of the Pharisee. And Jesus said, because you're not of God, you cannot hear me. And he says, because you are not of Abraham, Abraham's not your father, because you don't do the works of Abraham, but you seek to kill me. There is a war that takes place. Rick spoke, I think it was Wednesday, the war that takes place, the war that is from lust. That is at work within us. He said, you're not of me. You're not of your father Abraham, because if you were, you would not kill me. You seek to kill me or destroy. You hate the truth. You say, now, come on, Keith. Are you telling me I hate the truth? I'm telling you, yeah, there's some thoughts in you that hate the truth. And every time a thought from God comes, there's another thought that comes that would deny the power of that word. Because there is power in that word. There is deliverance in that word. There is life in that word. If we handle it right, if we allow the Son or the Son acts appropriately. Are we there? Listen to this.
And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him.
Now look at that. Joshua, the high priest, before the angel of the Lord, and who's there? Satan. Story of Job. Who was there when Job was seen? Satan, right? And Satan standing at his right hand to what? Resist him. Resist him. Rick, there is a war that's going on. There is resistance that's taking place. But I'm trying to tell you today, we are clean. The Son is clean. We have been given, Rick, power. Where is that power? In the very Word of God that we've received, that we've heard, and that we trust, and that we love, and that we act in, and that we become a doer of. There's where the power is. Not in me. Not in this flesh. In the Word that we have received and been given. Came to resist. Verse 2.
And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?
And the Lord said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Rebuked of the Lord. Next verse.
Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment.
Ooh-wee. Where was this? Who was present? Who was rebuked? Satan. Satan is rebuked, and now, take away the filthy garments, and the garments, filthy garments, look what it says. I have caused your iniquity to pass from you. I'm telling you. That's happened for me, Dan. That has happened for me. And it's for the Son. It's happened for you too, hasn't it? Oh, yeah. The Son can have the garments changed, the filthy garments taken off, and in that, the iniquity is passed from us, from the Son. Even though there was resistance from the devil, Satan. I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. Verse 5.
And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by.
Oh, verse 6, come on.
And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and thou shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by.
I will give you places to walk, Micah, among those that stand by. Where were they? In the presence of the angels. If you do according to this word, if you act in the word that you receive, that your garments would be, that those filthy garments would be taken off and new garments put on, if you believe and act and work in that aspect of it with God, you are going to be in the presence of heaven and the angels. You'll be clean because of belief of the Word of God. Clean through His Word. In that dream you had, Dan, that was, you said Thursday, I believe, you said in a heavenly thing, right? It was heavenly. Heavenly. changed garments, heavenly, from a cave, right? Depressed, discouraged, bound, protected by giants, to a place of heaven because of a word of the Lord that came to that man. Deliverance, clean. Clean, Gary. Iniquity's gone. New garment on. Woo! I don't know about you, but that makes me excited. I will not allow the devil to steal anymore from me. As I stand here, Gary, he will not steal anymore. God is my covering. He has given me a word that keeps me clean, keeps me clean, keeps me clean, keeps purging me again, day in and day out. Clean cleans the sun. Do you believe this morning? Hey, if you don't want to believe it for yourself, you might as well believe it for me, because you're not going to convince me otherwise. I'm telling you that right now. His word has made me clean. His word, Dan, has made me clean. I need his word. I need to abide. I need to continue abide, but his word has made me clean. I've had some garments put on me, Rick, and it's because of his word. His word has done that for me. Let him, them soul, steal no more. We are free in Christ. He told those Pharisees, John chapter 8, he said, hey, if you believe my word, you'll be free. The Pharisee says, free? We have never been in bondage. We've never been in bondage. Our father is Abraham. They didn't know how bound they were. In your dream, I'm not sure if I knew whether I was bound or not, or what it was like there, Dan, but we don't know where the bondage is a lot of times that is in our thoughts and in our spirits. But God does. Stay attached to the vine. Allow him to cleanse you. Allow him to purge you. Allow him to perfect you. And God will do the work. It's the husbandman that does all that. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I'm going to have to learn how to talk longer. That's all there is to it.
You said what you said,
right? I said what I said. I want to, you know, and I came here this morning. This has been in me for weeks. I mean, you might say you preach the same thing Thursday night. Sorry, it's in me. I'm excited about it because I've been delivered, Brad. I've been delivered. The thief's been pointed out, Gary, and he's been cast out. He's been bound, whatever, however you want to talk about it. I've been delivered out of his clutches. So that it no longer can steal from me and keep me bound. Because of the word of God. Because of the words that these men bring me. That's the thing that delivers me. And he's no respecter of person. He'll do it for you today. What do you need to do? Mikey, you said it. Believe it. Believe it. Let it be your life. Believe. You know, I had a little conversation with Dan probably 2 years ago. And in that little conversation, we were just lightheartedly talking. I received words of life. Words of life in probably a 2-minute conversation. You say, oh, you have to get up and teach or preach or no. 2-minute conversation. We find that little itty bitty talking a lot of times is where the power of the word is. Amen? For sure. Don't discount those things. Listen to the word. Listen to the word and allow it to work in you. It's like I was thinking the other day. I was looking out the window. And I saw a robin in the grass. And the robin would walk, Gary. And then all of a sudden I'd see it like this. Peek its head up. Peek, turn his head one way, turn his head the other way. I thought, what in the world? Walk a little bit further, put his head up like that. Walk a little bit further, all of a sudden I see him go down, pull up a worm. We need to be like that. get our ears perked and listen for the word of the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord, it ought to be life unto you. And get yourself in a position where you can hear it. Say, I can't do anything. God's got to do it. You can get yourself in a place to hear it, can't you? Amen.
It's abundant here.
It is abundant here. Amen, amen. Just about any day of the week, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think Friday might be the only, and I'm sure you guys probably do something on Friday too. There's phones. I mean, communication is a wonderful thing. You believe this thing? I do. He tells those disciples, I think it was Matthew chapter 10, right? After he gave them power, he said, now I want you to go forth and preach. Go forth and proclaim that truth that you've heard. Now that you've been given the power, go forth and proclaim that. Go not to the Gentiles initially. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Preach to those. Preach to those unbelievers. So how do I do that? Well, you have a thought that doesn't believe. Taylor? What do you do? Preach to it. Preach to it. Said, do I have to do it out loud? No. Preach to it. Let the Lord preach to it. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. He'll identify it for you, and the words will come forth and purge you, make you clean. Nonstop, abundant word coming to us. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm done.